knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Thank you.
Hiya, Janet.
Hello.
Are we all set for this weekend?
Yeah. Jack's making reservations for Catalina. Is that okay?
Catalina, sounds great.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Take a look at this. Check it out.
Hey, Jocko, we all set for this weekend?
Oh, gee, guys, I'm afraid I can't make it after all.
What? Come on, you have to.
Hey, yeah, now with Chrissy away and you not going, I mean, how much fun can Janet and I have alone?
None.
Oh, just checking. I really hate canceling out on you guys at the last second, but something really important's come up.
You met a girl.
Janet? I didn't meet a girl. I met a goddess.
Big deal, Jack. You're always meeting goddesses.
Hey, is it my fault if I attract the type? C'est si bon.
Jack, how can you do that? How can you desert your friends for a stranger?
Listen, Janet, we may have just met, but Inga and I have a lot in common. A lot.
Inga?
That's her name.
And just what is it that you and Inga have in common?
Well, for one thing, she happens to be a champion skier.
So what? You can't ski.
Yeah, but I'd like to play in the snow.
Oh!
No, besides, for some reason, she thinks I'm a great skier.
And why would she think that?
Because that's what I told her.
Oh, you're such a big phony.
Janet!
Hey, una momento, huh? Before we pass judgment on the man, don't you think we should see all the evidence first?
Hi, Jack. Am I late?
I vote for acquittal.
Hey, aren't you going to introduce us?
No.
That's funny, Jack. That's very funny.
Did you make a joke?
Yes, I did. Well, you know, Inga, I've always said that humor is as essential to a skier as his pole is to his boots.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I guess that's why skiers are the only men that really turn me on.
To ski is to live.
To listen to this is to get sick. Oh, look at him, Larry. He says it with such a straight face.
Yeah, I taught him so well.
Oh, Jack, just hearing you talk makes me tingle.
Well, I love to make a girl tingle, Ingle. Inga.
Oh, Jack, I know what you want.
You do?
Oh, yes, it's written all over your face.
I didn't really mean.
Well, come away with me this weekend, and I promise you won't be disappointed. Oh, I can hardly wait. Just you and I together. I'll show you something that'll really turn you on. I can hardly wait to do the Flying Dutchman with you. That is, if you're up to it.
Oh, I am. The Flying Dutchman? Are you? What's the Flying Dutchman?
It's the ski run at my parents' resort.
Ski run?
It'll be fantastic. Up at 6 in the morning and shooting down the mountain.
Ski run?
Well, I can't wait for those big mouths to see a real skier.
Oh, yeah, we'll show them.
Inga, I just remembered, I promised to spend the weekend with my friends.
What friends?
Inga, I'd like you to meet two of my very best friends. This is Janet and Larry.
Hello.
This is Inga.
How do you do?
I couldn't disappoint them.
Well, I have an idea. Is there any reason why your friends can't come skiing with us this weekend?
Yes.
No.
Yes. I wouldn't want to spoil your plans.
Oh, Jack, it's the least that we could do for a friend like you.
We would love to see you on skis for the weekend.
Oh, good, then. It's all settled.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really not into skiing. Thank you, Larry.
You know, you're not the only one. Lately, it seems like most of the guests up at the lodge are nothing but sex-starved ski bunnies.
I wonder if I'll have time to buy some carrots on the way. Flying Dutchman.
Jack. Jack, is something the matter? You seem so tense.
No, not at all. Well, yeah, maybe I am a little tense around the neck area.
Oh, are your friends here yet?
No.
Oh. Well, I hope they get here soon. I don't want to miss the last ski lift.
You know something, Inga? It's so cold outside, you know, and it's so warm in here. Mr. Furley.
Jack, it's you.
What are you doing here?
Oh, well, Larry couldn't get his car started. And then when he gave me the lowdown on some of the action up here. Hey, hold it. I think I've just drawn a bead on a bunny. Hi there. What do you say you and I get together and melt some snow?
Inga, this is my landlord, Mr. Furley.
Inga?
She's my ski instructor. I was just checking out the slopes.
They look just fine to me. A little straight humor there, Jack. You probably wouldn't get that.
I think I'll go check on a room for your friend.
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Furley, how about some help?
No, thanks. I think I can handle her alone.
Hey, Jack, when are you going to start skiing? What makes you think I haven't already?
Well, you're still in one piece.
Yeah, just give old Larry one second. He'll show you where the real action is.
What action, Larry?
Darling, in the Olympics of love, the fireplace event is the only action that counts. Observe.
Ta-da! All right. Want to give that a tug? Phew! Larry, I don't believe you. Are you kidding me? That is the oldest and dumbest trick in the book.
Really, Larry? Aren't you embarrassed to stoop so low? Aren't you ashamed at being so dishonest?
Oh, you poor baby. What happened?
Just one second. I'd like to answer my friend's question first.
Nope. Well, I was careening down the mountain, and this poor little squirrel crossed my path.
I need a little therapy.
What am I gonna do? I mean, when Inga sees that I'm a klutz on skis, she'll think I'm a bigger phony than Larry, if that's possible.
Why don't you just tell her the truth?
And give her the impression that I can't ski?
Hey, that's better than breaking your neck.
Well, Janet, you know, I've been on skis before.
Once, Jack, once. And even then, you did not make it down the run.
Well, that was a treacherous mountain. What was that called?
The Kitty Slope.
How bad can the Flying Dutchman be?
Well, here's a picture of it. And it really doesn't look all that bad.
It doesn't?
No. Look, you start off here with about a 45-degree slope.
45 degrees?
Mm-hmm. Then you get to the steep part. Boy, that's where you really start picking up speed.
Speed?
Mm-hmm. But not for too long, though.
Oh, good.
Because if you don't slow down, you're not going to make this hairpin turn.
Hairpin turn?
Ooh, the hairiest.
What happens if I don't make it?
You got a breather for a couple of seconds.
Then what?
Well, let's see. You hit Interstate 40 about 100 miles an hour.
What?
Boy, Jack, you are going to be in big trouble.
I know.
That's a 55-mile-an-hour zone.
Yeah, I can't do this. I'll kill myself.
Okay, all right. Does this mean that you will tell her you can't ski?
You got it.
Okay. Oh, Jack.
Inga, I'm sorry. I got some bad news for you.
Yes?
I can't go down that mountain.
Oh, I know that. I just got a report on the weather conditions. The Flying Dutchman is closed. They don't have enough snow up there, and they're not expecting any.
Not enough snow? What? I was looking forward to it so much, you know, the excitement and the danger. How could nature do this to me? I mean this quite frankly. I came here to ski, not sit around by a fireplace.
Jack!
Not now, Janet. You know, I would give anything to go down that run. Anything. Are you sure there's not enough snow up there?
Jack!
I know you're disappointed, but believe me, your disappointment is nothing compared to mine. I'd give anything to be able to go down that run. Anything, if only it would snow. Perfect for my ski lesson, Janet. Nobody's around.
What do you expect, Jack? It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Look, I'm meeting Inga at 9. I just want you to show me a few pointers. I mean, it's not like I'm a beginner. I have been on skis before.
Okay. Let's go outside and practice.
On the snow? It's so slippery. Look, I just want you to show me how to keep from breaking my neck.
Okay, Jack, I will. Okay. Repeat after me.
I can't
ski.
Ski. Janet, come on!
All right, we better start at the very beginning.
Oh, good, okay. Okay. What do I need?
Jack! You haven't even on skis yet.
I'm just nervous.
All right. Now, we'll start really basic, Jack, right at the beginning, okay?
Okay.
Take your little footsie and put it on the long stick.
Would you cut that out, Janet? I know how to put on skis, and once I do, it'll all come back to me. You just kick your boot into the binding like... Oh.
It is coming back to you, Jack. It's all coming back to you. This is exactly what you did the last time.
Okay, just...
Clip your binding.
Like this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then...
Jack, maybe you should take the scarf off.
Get it off.
Yes, let's get it off. Let's get the scarf off.
Okay, this boot goes into here.
Yes, and I'll take care of that binding. Ready? Yeah. Okay.
Got it?
Put your foot here. Yes.
Got it?
Yes, you're in.
Perfect. Now, okay. Janet. Janet! Is my leg broken?
No.
Look.
You're fine. You're perfectly fine, and it's a good thing this happened, actually. Come on, you can learn how to get up.
What?
Take this, put it under your arm, like down under your arm. Uh-huh. Put your hands like so, and then push yourself up.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this before.
Okay, ready? And push yourself up. Look at you. All right.
I told you I'd be okay once I got my ski legs.
Okay. You're going to have to know how to turn around out there.
Yeah.
So let us start with a kick turn, okay?
Kick turn?
Kick turn. Mm-hmm. Take this ski and put it perpendicular to the floor.
Perpendicular.
Very good. Okay, a little closer. Okay. Now, all you have to do is just let this ski fall and point in that direction. Just let it fall.
Is that possible?
Yes. Just let her fall. Hey, oh. You look.
How?
All right, Jack. Now all you have to do is take the other ski and swing it around, Jack, and get it parallel to this one.
Okay, just get out of the way.
Move your pole and just swing it around. Okay. And just swing it right around. Yes.
Careful. What do I do?
I'm going to slide this one back. Just let me slide this one back. Okay. That's it, Jack.
Okay.
Don't be scared or anything.
Janet, my leg.
No, no,
my leg doesn't go like that. Janet, something bad is happening.
Okay, Jack. Why don't we try something simple and basic?
Good.
Get in your tuck.
My tuck?
Yeah.
I thought I'd just dress casual. Tuck, tuxedo, dress casual.
This is your tuck.
Okay. Yeah.
The whole idea in skiing, Jack, is to keep your weight over your skis, all right? And to keep your shoulders in line with your hips, like so.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt, Jack. Come on.
I'm fine.
Okay, now, flexing the knees. Okay, now bounce up and down a little. Get a feel of that.
Yeah.
That's how you absorb the shock going down the mountain, okay? All right. Hey, come on. Now, you are going down the mountain, and we hit a rut. And we flex and take up the shock. Yeah, okay, that's not bad, Jack, really. Good for you.
Hey.
Now lean forward. Now crouch. Now flex.
Now crow like a rooster.
I hope you don't go everywhere in those. Must be murder in elevators.
Hey, Larry.
Just give it up, Jack. Just forget it. All right, Larry. What happened to your cast?
I got rid of it. Now, you were right. It was stupid. It's beneath me. I asked myself, what kind of guy would be desperate enough to put a cast on his leg just to pick up a chick? I couldn't say no.
Here are your $30, Larry.
This is an investment you won't regret, Mr. F.
Ooh, you poor dear. I'm the masseuse here. Why don't you let me give you a nice rub down?
I don't think so.
You're adorable.
Look, I'm healed.
Oh, no.
It's a miracle.
My work is done. Excuse me. Come over here. Where were we?
Oh, Jack, please. Look, please, will you just forget it? Just face the fact you cannot learn to ski by 9 o'clock.
Maybe I won't have to.
Oh, hurry up before the lines get too long.
Psst. Jack! Over here!
Mr. Furley?
What are you doing?
I'm hiding from that muscle mechanic.
She wants to realign my front end. I hope you had better luck with that cast than I did.
Ralph!
Mr. Furley.
No time to talk, Jack. The hunter is becoming the hunted.
Ralph!
You can't hide from me, you little devil, you. Oh,
Jack, you were supposed to meet me at the ski lift. What happened?
Oh, I didn't want you to see this, Inga. I'm so mad at myself. It was so stupid. I was trying to warm up doing backflips in my skis when...
Oh, it must have hurt.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jack, maybe you should go to your room and lie down.
No, Inga, I'm fine.
Oh. Jack, what can I do for you?
Bed. Maybe you should get me to bed. Okay?
Sure.
Just
lift
me. It's just...
That's so funny.
Well, it's just... Jack is funny doing that old fake broken leg bit. Does it all the time.
Oh, he does.
I do. You should have seen the show at Squaw Valley last month. It was great. Of course, I had a terrific cast. Get
it? Jack, are you ready?
Oh, Inga, I am always ready.
Good. Let's hit the slopes.
Slopes? Well, I gotta wax my skis.
Oh, that's okay. I already did it.
Well, I don't have my other boot. I'm sorry. I don't think I hate you.
See where you like it?
Oh, it's
fabulous.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, that doesn't look so bad.
Oh, my God.
Now are you going to tell her that you can't ski?
Oh. Okay, Jack. You ready to go? Okay. You go ahead first.
No. After you.
Oh, no. Are you kidding? I want to follow you down. That way I can study your form on the ice patches.
That's where it's going to be, all over the ice.
Okay, Jack, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to put all distractions out of my mind. I'm going to concentrate. And, Janet, thanks for everything. Keep my memory alive to Chrissy, won't you?
Good luck. Oh, no!
What's the matter?
Well, look at all the snow. It's going to ruin our visibility.
Oh, great. Now our visibility's ruined. Our visibility's ruined. Oh, no! Our visibility's ruined.
We just can't risk skiing in this weather.
It's just that I had my heart set on it.
I know you did, but I promise I'll make it up to you back at the lodge. Somehow.
Boy, Jack, did you luck out? Congratulations.
Thanks, Jack!
Larry, I'm really worried.
Oh, no, relax, Janet. The ski patrol is out looking for him now.
Yeah, but it's getting dark outside. Well, let's look on the bright side of it. At least Jack's an experienced skier.
Hey, Janet, look, there he is!
Jack! Oh, where were you? We've been worried sick. We thought you had an accident.
Me? Of course not. I just decided to turn right at the cliff halfway down the mountain.
You went down Suicide Run?
Is that what it's called? Now that you mention it, it was a little tricky, I'll tell you.
Are you all right?
Yeah. You look a little blue.
I'll get you some hot chocolate. Jack, you skied down that mountain?
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
Look at you.
Well, I know. Oh, I'm glad to see you, too.
Well, I'm sorry we haven't found your friend yet, but we did find one of his skis.
Oh, yeah, that's mine, officer. Yeah, it slipped off my foot halfway down. You can't believe how hard it was to go down that mountain on one ski.
What, you had three skis?
Three?
Yeah, the other one's still in the tree.
Well, thank you for a good job, officer. Nice job.
Jack, is there something you want to tell us?
No, not really.
Jack?
Well... Actually, I didn't exactly ski down the mountain. See, I sort of grabbed this tree and kind of actually crawled down.
Oh, well, at least you're all right.
Better than all right. Inga thinks I skied down Suicide Run.
Oh, shame on you. Jack, here's something to warm you up.
Thanks, and I think the hot chocolate will help, too. Yeah.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, excuse me. You know, I was thinking maybe we should just spend a quiet evening upstairs. What do you think?
Oh, Jack, you must be reading my mind. You know, if we're going to ski down Suicide Run tomorrow, I'm going to need all the sleep I can get. See you at dawn.
Mommy. No. So I finally just came out and said, Inga, I can't ski.
Good for you, Jack. What did she say?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, she's never speaking to me again. Okay. Hi, Mr. Furley.
Oh, hi, Jack.
Something the matter?
No, I'm having trouble with a girl.
A girl?
Not a real girl. Janet, my roommate.
Well, I'll tell you the secret to handling women, Jack. You gotta be forceful.
Forceful?
Yeah. Take last night, for instance. That man-hungry masseuse finally actually got me down on her table and tried to twist and crack my bones. Well, I told her, just cut it out. I said, I'm not gonna play your kind of game. And when it comes to that, you're not near enough woman for a man like me.
How'd she take it?
Terrific. The doctor says I'll be walking normal in a couple of weeks.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.